بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. To the book. So the Imam, the مؤلف, the author of this book رحمه الله, he says وجميع ما وصفت لك في هذا الكتاب فهو عن الله تعالى وعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعن أصحابه وعن التابعين وعن القرن الثالث إلى القرن الرابع. Everything that I have described to you in this book is from Allah the Most High, from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, from his companions, from the تابعون, and from the third generation to the fourth. Then the Imam, he says, فَاتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ وَعَلَيْكَ بِالتَّصْدِيقِ وَالتَّسْلِيمِ وَالتَّفْوِيضِ وَالرِّضَى لِمَا فِي هَذَا الْكِتَابِ وَلَا تَكْتُمْ هَذَا الْكِتَابَ أَحَدًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ فَعَسَى يَرُدَّ اللَّهُ بِهِ حَيَرَانًا عن حيرته أو صاحب بدعة عن بدعته أو ضالا عن ضلالته فينجو به فاتق الله وعليك بالأمر الأول العتيق وهو ما وصفت لك في هذا الكتاب فرحم الله عبدا ورحم والديه ورحم والديه قرأ هذا الكتاب وبثه وعمل به ودعا إليه واحتج به فإنه دين الله ودين رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The noble Imam, he continued and he said, so fear Allah, O servant of Allah, affirm, submit, surrender to, and be pleased with what is in this book. Do not hide this book from anyone of the people of the Qibla. Perhaps through it, Allah will bring a confused person out of his confusion, or an innovator out of his innovation, or a misguided one, or a misguided one out of his misguidance, and he may be saved through it. So fear Allah and take to the affair as it originally was. That is what I have described to you in this book. May Allah have mercy upon a person and his parents who read this book, circulates it, acts upon it, calls to it, and uses it as a proof, for it is the religion of Allah and Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whoever allows something contrary to this book, he is not practicing Allah's religion, the Sheikh says. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ اسْتَحَلَّ شَيْئًا خِلَافَ مَا فِي هَذَا الْكِتَابِ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ يَدِينُ لِلَّهِ بِدِينٍ وَقَدْ رَدَّهُ كُلَّهُ كَمَا لَوْ أَنَّ عَبْدًا آمَنَ بِجَمِيعِ مَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِلَّا أَنَّهُ شَكَّ فِي حَرْفٍ فَقَدْ رَدَّ جَمِيعَ مَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. Whoever allows something contrary to this book, he is not practicing Allah's religion and has refused all of it. Just as if a servant believed all that Allah, the Blessed and the Most High, says, except that he doubted a single letter. He doubted about it a single letter. Then he has rejected everything which Allah said and is an unbeliever. The Sheikh continues, كَمَا أَنَّ الشَّهَادَ أن لا إله إلا الله لا تقبل من صاحبها إلا بصدق النية وخالص اليقين إلا بصدق النية وخالص اليقين كذلك لا يقبل الله شيئا من السنة في ترك بعض ومن ترك من السنة شيئا فقد ترك السنة كلها فعليك بالقبول وضع عنك المماحلة واللجاجة فإنه ليس من دين الله في شيء وزمانك خاص زمان سوء فاتق الله. The noble Imam al-Barbahari, he says, likewise, Allah is not accepted of one, just as the testification that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah is not accepted from a person unless his intention is pure and sincere and he has full certainty. Likewise, Allah will not accept anything from the Sunnah from one who abandons a part of it. Whoever contradicts and rejects anything from the Sunnah has rejected all of the Sunnah. Accept, and avoid contending and disputing. It is not from Allah's religion at all. Your time, meaning the time that you're living in particular, is a time of evil, so beware of Allah. That is, fear Allah. From that, inshallah, we want to read some questions that were posed to some of the ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah from this blessed da'wah, Da'wah to Salafiyyah, by our brother Hassan al-Somali, hafidhahullah ta'ala. Our brother Hassan al-Somali, he says, السؤال الأخير متى يخرج الرجل من المنهج السلفي ويحكم عليه فإن بأنه ليس سلفي. The last question from a series of questions. When does a person leave the Salafi manhaj? And when is he declared not to be a Salafi? This question was posed, presented, submitted to Sheikh Ubaid al-Jabiri, hafidhahullah. Al-Jawab, هذا بينه أهل العلم وضمنه كتبهم ونصانحهم وهو ضمن منهجهم وذلك أن الرجل يخرج من السلفية إذا خالف أصلا من أصول أهل السنة وقامت الحجة عليه بذلك وأبى الرجوع فإنه يخرج من السلفية كذلك قالوا حتى في الفروع إذا خالف فرعا من فروع الدين فأصبح يوالي ويعادي في ذلك فإنه يخرج من السلفية. Sheikh Ubaid al-Jabiri, hafidhahullah, he said, this has been clarified by the people of knowledge, and they have documented this in their books and their admonitions, and this is included in their manhaj, that when a person opposes one fundamental from the fundamentals of Ahlus Sunnah, and the proof is established upon them, وَقَامَتْ الْحُجَّةُ عَلَيْهِ بِذَلِكَ, and the proof is established upon them, وَأَبَى الرُّجُوعُ, and he refuses, listen to the steps, and he refuses to return, meaning to return to the belief of Ahl Sunnah, then indeed he exits from Salafiyya. And likewise, they said that even in the branches, they, Sheikh Ubaid is saying, the ulama have said, and likewise, they said that even in the branches, that if he opposes a branch from the branches of the religion and makes wala and bara upon this, then verily he leaves Salafiyya. Sheikh Saleh ibn Fawzan al-Fawzan, this is something separate now, explains that the present day groups are considered from the 72 misguided sects. He was asked the question, are these groups from the 72 misguided sects? The Sheikh says in his book, Al-Ajwibatul Mufida, yes, whoever opposes Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'a from those who ascribe themselves to Islam in da'wah or in aqidah or in anything from the fundamentals of Iman, then he enters the 72 sects. And he is under this threat. And he is censored and punished depending on the extent of his opposition. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Wasabi, habidhuhullahu ta'ala, our brother Hassan Somali has submitted, when does a person leave Ahlus Sunnah? The Sheikh said, perhaps you remember the statement of the Allama al-Shatibi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, in his book Al-I'tisam. The summary would be that a person would leave the sphere of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah in two cases. Number one, إذا خالف أهل السنة في أصل من أصولهم, if he opposes Ahlus Sunnah in a fundamental, from their fundamentals, in one asl of their usul. And as you know, the Shaykh says, as you know, from the usul of Ahlus Sunnah is gathering upon the truth, and they have split from it. Number two, if he becomes drowned, that is, opposes many parts. Our brother Musa, who has visited and does classes here, our brother Musa Richardson, he posed the question, when do we say that a common person is no longer a Salafi? The answer to this question that was given to Sheikh Rabi' al-Mujahid, al-Muhaddith, he says, the common person, like the average Rafidi, meaning Shia, or the average Sufi, or their likes from the people of partisanship, if he affirms their ideas and he follows them, befriending people for their sake and opposing the Salafis, for example, then he is from them. Sheikh Rabia continues in the answer. But if he is not active, meaning doing the aforementioned, and he is a person who accepts the truth, then he is to be advised and taught the Salafi manhaj. There should be no rush in judging him. But if he is active with them and accepts their ideas, as I have mentioned, then he is from them. Other than this, Sheikh Rabia says, the ordinary person who does not understand, what they are upon, the one who holds no animosity or stance against the Salafi methodology, such a person should be dealt with patiently, taught, and advised. there should be no rush in judging him. There should be no rush in judging him. Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimallahu was asked, when does a man leave Ahlus Sunnah? The Sheikh replied, if a person innovates an innovation, or it was innovated and he fell into it, if he himself introduced it into Islam, or he didn't introduce it, but he fell into it, for verily he is to be advised. So if he accepts this advice, then in this case he is to be ascribed, that is considered, from Ahlus Sunnah, and he doesn't leave it. If he does not accept the advice, and the innovation is one which is clear, then surely he leaves Ahlus Sunnah, and he is not a Sunni. And we should know that everyone who is Sunni is Salafi, and everyone who is Salafi is Sunni. Then he is not a Sunni, neither is he one of Salafi Aqidah in this matter. And it is not to be said, Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi said, it is not to be said that he is a Salafi, and it is not to be said that he is from Ahlus Sunnah. So with that, inshallah, we'd like to read now with a further explanation from Sharh al-Sunnah by Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullahu ta'ala. And we'd like to bring that explanation and or comments from Sheikh Salih ibn Fawzan al-Fawzan, and some comments, lesser in degree, from Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah, who has passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy on him. Sheikh Salih ibn Fawzan al-Fawzan habibahullah ta'ala, in his explanation of this noble book, Sharh al-Sunnah, he says, قال المؤلف رحمه الله اعلموا أن الإسلام هو السنة والسنة هي الإسلام ولا يقوم أحدهما إلا بالآخر. The Shaykh, he says that the author, Imam al-Barbahari رحمه الله, he said, know that Islam is the Sunnah, and the Sunnah is Islam, and one of them cannot be established without the other. Sheikh Salih Fawzan, habibahullah ta'ala, he says, قَوْلُهُ اِعْلَمْ, his statement, that is the author's statement, you should know. He says, هَذِهِ كَلِمَةٌ لِلْإِهْتِمَامِ, هذه كلمة للاهتمام ومعنى اعلم أي تعلم وكيف تعلم أن الإسلام هو السنة إذا تعلمت علمت ذلك. Sheikh Salih Fawzani says, the author's statement you should know, اعلم, which we know for those who are studying Arabic, or those who are Arabs and they already know from childhood, from learning Arabic in their countries, or those who are non-Arabs and learn Arabic in their countries, unlike us we Westerners, you know that اعلم is a verb of command, is a verb of command. It's an imperative verb, commanding someone to do something. اعلم, a verb of command or an imperative verb. Sheikh Salih Fawzani says, this phrase or this statement, and we could say phrase because we know that a verb of command actually is a sentence, because it's saying to you, اعلم أنت, you should know. He says this phrase is to show importance, and the meaning of اعلم, know, means تعلم, you should learn. The meaning of the statement that the Shaykh, the author of this book, Al-Imam Al-Barbahari, is using, saying no, means you should learn, meaning learn. It doesn't mean, in other words, you should just have knowledge of something. No, because in order for you to have knowledge of something with certainty and firmness, you have to have studied it. You just don't say no to someone and they automatically know. They may have heard what you said, but here the meaning of it is you should study. You should study what we're about to say. This is what he's saying. So Sheikh Saleh, he says, وَكَيْفَ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ هُوَ السُّنَّةِ And how are you going to know that Islam is the Sunnah? Because wallahi, this is my statements now, Brother Dawood Adib, not Sheikh Saleh Fawzan. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, those of you present today, barakallahu feekum jami'an, and those of you who are listening, the average Muslim today, and Allah knows best, they do not equate Islam with the Sunnah. They consider Islam something separate from the Sunnah. If we were to use the term Sunnah here as the prophetic statements, actions, and approval tacitly from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or if we use the definition of Sunnah here, as we mentioned last night, as Al-Aqidah, no matter which one of the two we use, the average Muslim today does not equate the word, the term Islam with belief or the prophetic way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They see them as two separate things. And that's why we have so many different types of Islam. We have 1.4 billion Muslims. There are probably 1.4 3 billion Islams. Probably. Because everybody has their version and understanding of what is Islam. Everybody. Except for those whom Allah has mercy upon. The author of the explanation, he says, so how will you know that Islam is the Sunnah? He says, إِذَا تَعَلَّمْتَ عَلِمْتَ ذَلِكَ He says, if you studied it, then you'll know. If you studied it, then you know. Because we're not like Christians. We're not like those other people, and we use the term loosely, the other faith groups. We don't just accept or embrace our religion and don't study. It's impossible for a Muslim to worship Allah and not learn. It is totally impossible for a Muslim to worship Allah properly and not learn. The practice of Islam has to be just that. It has to be a constant learning in order to practice to worship Allah. The Shaykh, he goes on. فَعْلَمْ كَلِمَةً يُؤْتَى بِهَا لِلْهْتِمَامِ لِمَا بَعْدَهَا The author of this explanation, Shaykh Saleh Al-Fawzan, he says, so this statement, no, meaning you should learn, is a statement that comes with it. What comes with it is showing importance to that which comes after it. In other words, when the author says no, that means we should pay attention. We should pay attention. We should now turn our attention, giving it the utmost importance to what's coming after the statement no. So when you hear no, or you should know, then whatever is coming after that, then it must be something important. Because an alim, a scholar, is not going to say to us no. And then it doesn't have any importance of what he's going to say after he said no. And we're talking about K-N-O-W, not N-O, for the little ones who may be confused. So, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he says, كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى As Allah. Now the Shaykh is bringing us an ayah from the book of Allah. And we don't have any English here or the interpretation of the meaning, so may Allah forgive us if we make a mistake in rendering the interpretation of the meaning of this verse. The Shaykh brings a verse from the book of Allah as a proof that we have to know, i.e. that we have to learn. He brings from Surah Muhammad. And we hope that it's verse 19, because sometimes these books have typographical errors, because more than likely this is a rendering from a transcription that became a book for the Sheikh. In many cases, the ulama, these books, in many cases, not all, many cases, these books are not penned literally by the sheikh. Sometimes they are, and sometimes they're not. Sometimes they didn't sit down and write them. Sometimes it's from classes from their head. And then the person is writing it down, and then they get permission from the scholar to transcribe it, and then it's published. So sometimes the verses may be off a little. So they have here, the surah is Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, verse 19. And those of us who have an English translation or a mushaf here, they can check, where the shaykh brings the verse, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. Know, so then know, that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah, and seek forgiveness for your sins. So seek forgiveness, and seek forgiveness for your sins. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he says, this means, I'lam means, La ilaha illallah, wa'mal bihi. It means, there's nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah, and implement it. Meaning implement what you've learned about La ilaha illallah. I'lamu أن الله شديد العقاب وأن الله غفور رحيم. Surah Al-Ma'idah, and inshallah it's verse 98. You should know that Allah is شديد العقاب, that Allah is severe in punishment. وأن الله غفور رحيم, and that Allah is غفور رحيم, forgiving, merciful. Then Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he says, فَتَأْتِي كَلِمَةُ إِعْلَمْ أَوْ إِعْلَمُ لِلْإِهْتِمَامِ لِمَا بَعْدَهَا. So the phrase, no, meaning in the singular, or إِعْلَمُ in the plural, you, an individual, and you, all of you in plural, you should know, is to show importance for that which is coming after the statement, no, meaning you should learn. So whatever is coming after that, that means we should now get up and start learning whatever the Sheikh is going to say after he said, you should know it. Then Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he starts to elaborate what Imam Al-Barbahari, rahimahullah ta'ala, has stated. قَوْلُهُ, his statement, الْإِسْلَامُ هُوَ السُنَّةُ وَالسُنَّةُ هِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ, that Islam is the sunnah, and the sunnah is Islam. Ya'ni, the meaning of it is, Al-Islamu huwa tariqatu allati ja'a bihi ar-rusulu alayhim as-salatu was-salam, wa kullu ar-rusuli ja'u bil-Islam. Fa kullu nabiyyin da'a ila Allah wa ja'a bi shari'atin min 'indillah. فَذَٰلِكَ هُوَ الْإِسْلَامُ فَالْإِسْلَامُ عِبَادَةُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَحْدَهُ فِي كُلِّ وَقْتٍ بِمَا شَرَعَهُ وَقَدْ شَرَعَ اللَّهُ لِلْأَنْبِيَاءِ شَرَائِعَ إِلَى آجَالٍ ثُمَّ يَنْسَخُهَا فَإِذَا نُسِخَتْ كَانَ الْعَمَلُ بِالنَّاسِخْ هُوَ الْإِسْلَامُ إلى أن نسخت تلك الشرائع بشريعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله جل وعلا لكل أجل كتاب يمحو الله ما يشاء ويثبت وعنده أم الكتاب. Surah Al-Ra'd. And if someone has the English, inshallah, when we come to it, they can go to Surah Al-Ra'd, verses 38 to 39. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he says that the meaning of Islam is the sunnah, and the sunnah is Islam, is that Islam is the tariqah. It is the path. It is the way. It is the methodology. It is the manner. It is the modality which all of the messengers came with. And each of those messengers, they came with Islam. Listen closely to this, because this is a very important point. Because I saw some people, and it happens, it's normal, that when we mentioned earlier at the outset of these talks, we mentioned tonight that there are many Islams, we saw some eyebrows go up. Like, what? This guy's crazy. What are you talking about? There's many Islams. We saw some eyebrows go up. And we know that this sounds strange to you, for someone to say there are many Islams. You'll say to yourself, they brought that guy from the United States to confuse us. What does he mean there's many Islams? There's only one Islam. The Sheikh, Salah Fawzan, he says, every single messenger came with Islam. Listen closely. He says, and every prophet, each prophet from amongst the messengers, because every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger. Every prophet from those messengers, they called to Allah. And they came with a sharia. They came with a sharia. They came with a law from Allah. They came with a law from Allah, and that was Islam. So Islam is the worship of Allah, the sublime, the mighty. It is the worship of Allah, sublime, the mighty, by itself at every single time. By himself, worship of Allah by himself, alone, at every single time which he legislated. And Allah had already legislated for the prophets laws, canons, laws for every appointed time. Then he abrogated them. Then Allah abrogated them. So when they were abrogated, meaning those laws that those prophets and messengers came with, their Islam, the Islam of Musa, the Islam of Isa, the Islam of Ibrahim, and all the other prophets that we haven't mentioned and messengers, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them, he sent them with their laws for specific times. Then he abrogated them. So when they were abrogated, then the implementation of that which they were abrogated was abrogated by Islam. That is now called Islam. In other words, that which they came with is no longer called Islam. That should be known. That the thing that abrogated those things that were called Islam before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam can no longer be called Islam. It's no longer Islam. The nasikh, now the abrogating factor here, is the real Islam. Those things that were Islam then was Islam then for those people, for those times. But the real Islam, the complete Islam, is what we have right now. Is that understood? Is that understood?
Yes.
So that no one will say, like some Muslims do, mistakenly, without understanding, that I follow Musa, and I take from the Torah, as well as the Quran, and I follow Isa, and I take from the Injil, as well as the Quran, or I take from the Suhuf of Ibrahim, the scriptures of Abraham, if they can find any that exist today, and there are some remnants of it, and I follow the Quran. No, we have one Islam, and that Islam, by way of its laws, not beliefs, by way of its laws, not beliefs. The beliefs, the aqidah of those prophets were not abrogated. The laws of those prophets, some of them were abrogated. Sheikh Salah Fawzan, he goes on. He says, فَإِذَا نُسِخَتْ كَانَ الْعَمَلُ بِالنَّاسِخْ هُوَ الْإِسْلَامِ So if they are abrogated, then that which we work with, that thing that abrogated, the abrogating thing, is Islam. إِلَى أَن نُسِخَتْ تِلْكَ الشَّرَاعِعُ بِشَرِيعَةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. And that thing that is abrogated, those laws that are abrogated, they're abrogated by the sharia, the canons, the rulings, the regulations, and legislations of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if someone has an English translation, Surah Ra'd, verse 38-39, they can read it inshallah, so that I won't make it a mistake, and you can read for what it says in English. Oh, it's high tech. I want to just read it inshallah, because I may not be able to see it, it's too small. Oh, there's no numbers. Anybody have a book? They bring it. Like last night, you have all these iPhonians here. Got these iPhones in here. I can't read this stuff. Eh? And then, oh, they even turned it sideways. So where is it? It's better to get the book. No. Somebody bring the book, inshallah. No, that's not it. Is that it?
And this is the book after it.
No, right. Yeah. No, we want English. English, yes. Jazakallah khair.
The mother of the book.
Find it? Yes. Okay, yeah. Okay? Oh, now they bring something. I need a magnifying glass for this one. Okay. It says, for the Sheikh, he begins not at the beginning of the verse. He brings the part that says, and for every matter there is a decree. That's the point we want, not the beginning of the verse. And for every matter there is a decree. That's verse 38. Verse 39 of Surah Ra'd, the thunder. Allah blots out what He wills and confirms what He wills. And with Him is the mother of the book. Then Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he says, فَالْإِسْلَامُ هُوَ مَا جَاءَتْ بِهِ الرُّسُلُ. So Islam is that which the messengers came with. مِنَ الدَّعْوَةِ وَالْعَمَلِ فِي كُلِّ وَقْتٍ بِحَسَبِهِ. So it is Islam which every messenger came with, which all the messengers came with, from the da'wah, meaning the da'wah that they gave, and the actions, meaning the implementation of that Islam, at every single time according to it. إِلَىٰ أَنَّ جَاءَتْ بِعْثَةُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَصَارَ الْإِسْلَامُ هُوَ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ دُونَ غَيْرِهِ. He says, all the way up into the advent of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he came, the mission of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So then, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan says, so then, Al-Islam is what he came with, and it's nothing else. So Islam is what he came with, and it's nothing else. He says, فَمَنْ بَقِيَ عَلَى الْأَدْيَانِ السَّابِقَةِ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَلَيْسَ بِمُسْلِمٍ. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, continuing his elaboration and explanation and comments of the statement of Imam al-Barbahari in this great book, Sharh al-Sunnah, Explanation of the Creed, he says, so whoever remains, whoever persists and remains upon the previously revealed religions, and he did not believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he is not a Muslim. Then he is not a Muslim. One sister asked last night, after the questions and answers, because she was confused. And I can't say a little confused. She was greatly confused. She asked the question, why? I just want to follow the Quran. I don't want to follow the hadiths. I just want to follow the Quran. So we gave her an explanation on why you have to follow the hadiths of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the hadith, the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amongst other things, is a part of the divine revelation. Then she said that her professor said that it's permissible and possible for a Jew and a Christian to be a Muslim. It's possible, she said, for a Jew and a Christian to be a Muslim. I said, that's impossible. How, sister? She said, no. A Jew and a Christian, my professor said, can be a Muslim. I said, okay, let me ask you something. Can a Muslim be a Jew or a Christian? She said, My professor said a Jew and a Christian can be a Muslim. I said, okay, can a Muslim be a Jew or a Christian? She said, no. I said, then how can a Jew or a Christian be a Muslim? If a Muslim cannot be a Jew or a Christian, how can a Jew or a Christian be a Muslim? It's impossible. There are some Muslims who believe that there are Jews who are Muslims and Christians who are Muslims. And specifically, when we say Jew, we don't mean someone by ethnicity or by land or birthright. We're talking about religiosity now, belief. It's impossible. During the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of which we are living in right now, for a Jewish person, Yahudi, or a Nasrani to be a Muslim. For when they embrace Islam, they are no longer Jew or Christian. So Sheikh Salah Fawzan, he says, so whoever remains upon عَلَى الْأَدْيَانِ السَّابِقَ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِن بِمُحَمَّدْ صلى الله عليه وسلم فَلَيْسَ بِمُسْلِمْ. So whoever remains upon the religions that have previously gone by, and he did not believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he's not a Muslim. He's not a Muslim. Sheikh Salah Fawzan, he continues, حَيْثُ لَمْ يَنْقَضْ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, because he hasn't submitted. He hasn't submitted to Allah, the Mighty, the Sublime. وَلَمْ يُطِعْ هَذَا الرَّسُولِ, and he hasn't obeyed this messenger. لِأَنَّ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ قَدِ اتَّهَى وَنُسِخَى. He says, because that which he is upon, meaning that Jew or that Christian, it has been done away with. It has been done away with, and it has been cancelled and abrogated. It ended. وَالْبَقَاءُ عَلَى الْمَنْسُوخِ لَيْسَ دِينًا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِنَّمَا الْعَمَلُ بِالنَّاسِخِ هُوَ الدِّينِ. Sheikh Salah Fawzan, he says, so that which remained upon the thing that was abrogated is not a religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a religion for Allah, the Sublime, the Mighty, but rather the implementation that should be done should be the implementation of that which abrogated that which was abrogated, and that is the religion. Then Sheikh Salah Fawzan, he says, قَوْلُهُ وَالسُنَّةُ هِيَ الْإِسْلَامِ, and the sunnah is Islam. Sheikh Salah Fawzan, he says, لا فرق بينهما, there is no difference between the two. There is no difference between al-Islam and al-Sunnah. إِذَا فَسَّرْنَا السُنَّةَ بِالطَّرِيقَ فَلَا فَرْقَ بَيْنَهُمَا وَبَيْنَ الْإِسْلَامِ. If we explain that the Sunnah means a path or a method or a modality, then there is no difference between that, meaning the Sunnah, and Islam. Then Sheikh Salah Fawzan, Habibullah, he says, and the author then said, وَلَا يَقُومُ أَحَدُهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْآخَرِ, and one cannot be established without the other. Sheikh Salah Fawzan, he says, لَا يَقُومُ الْإِسْلَامُ إِلَّا بِالسُّنَّةِ وَلَا تَقُومُ السُّنَّةُ إِلَّا بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَالَّذِي يَدَّعِي الْإِسْلَامَ وَلَا يَعْمَلُ بِالسُّنَّةِ أي طريقة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس بمسلم, ليس بمسلم, والذي يعلم السنة ولا يسلم لله ليس بمسلم, وإن عرف السنة فلا بد من الجمع بينهما. And this is very important. Sheikh Salah Fawzan, he says that the statement of the author that one of them cannot be established without the other, and as our brother Dawood Burbank has translated it, and one of them cannot be established without the other. Sheikh Salah Fawzan, he says, that is, Islam cannot be performed without the Sunnah. Islam cannot be performed without the Sunnah, and the Sunnah cannot be performed without Islam, which answers the sister's question last night. You cannot practice and believe in and follow the Quran without the Sunnah. Because Islam is the Quran and the Quran is Islam. The Sheikh, he says, so whoever claims al-Islam and does not implement and practice the Sunnah, that is, the tariqah, the methodology, the manners of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is not a Muslim. Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan says, he is not a Muslim. He says, and the one who knows the Sunnah and doesn't submit to Allah, and he doesn't submit to Allah, then he's not a Muslim, even if he knows the Sunnah. Even if he recognizes the Sunnah, because it is incumbent, inevitable, that we have to make a combination, bring both of them together. We have to bring both of them together. As for the comments and explanation from Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah ta'ala, Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that the meaning that Islam is the Sunnah and the Sunnah is Islam is that Islam is the path of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that the path of the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, the path of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the Sunnah. And that departure that the author is talking about comes about by one of two ways. Either there is a total departure or there is a partial departure, meaning departing from Islam and the Sunnah. There is a total departure or there is a partial departure. So whoever totally departs from Islam, then they have left Islam, meaning they have become an apostate. And the one who partially leaves Islam or the Sunnah, then it is upon the degree of their departure which determines what they are upon. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Then the statement of the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala, فَمِنَ السُّنَّةِ لُزُومُ الْجَمَاعَةِ فَمَنُ رَغِبَ غَيْرُ الْجَمَاعَةِ وَفَارَقَهَا فَقَدْ خَلَعَ رِبْقَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ مِنْ عُنَقِهِ وَكَانَ ضَالًا مُدِلًّا. The author of the book, rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam al-Barbahari, he says, from the Sunnah is clinging to the Jama'ah. Whoever desires other than the Jama'ah and depends and departs from it, then he has thrown off the yoke of Islam from his neck and he is astray, leading others astray. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, habibullah ta'ala, he says, the statement of the author, and from among the Sunnah, and from the Sunnah, is clinging to the Jama'ah. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he says, مَا دَامَ الْأَمْرُ كَذَلِكَ وَأَنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ هُوَ السُنَّةُ وَالسُنَّةُ هِيَ الْإِسْلَامِ فَالسُنَّةُ أَنْوَاعُ فَمِنَ السُنَّةِ لُزُومُ الْجَمَاعَةِ أي لزوم جماعة المسلمين والمراد بالجماعة هنا جماعة المسلمين الذين على الحق. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he says that the meaning of the author's statements, and from the Sunnah is clinging to the Jama'ah, means as long as that affair is like that. As long as that affair is like that. That is that Islam is the Sunnah and the Sunnah is Islam, for the Sunnah has types. The Sunnah has types. And then the author said, so from amongst the Sunnah is sticking or clinging to the Jama'ah. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he says, that is sticking to the jama'ah of the Muslims. And the intent by jama'ah here is the jama'ah of the Muslims who are upon the truth. The jama'ah of the Muslims who are upon the truth. Sheikh Salah Fawzani says. And now he's getting ready to go into it. And he's going to now ruffle some of our feathers. Those whose feathers deserve to be ruffled. He says, أَمَّا الْجَمَاعَاتُ الَّتِي لَيْسَتْ عَلَى الْحَقِّ فَهَذِهِ لَا تُسَمَّ الْجَمَاعَةَ الْحَقِيقِيَّةِ كُلُّ جَمَاعَةٍ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَى ضَلَالَةٍ أو على منهج مخالف للإسلام أو على طريقة مخالفة للإسلام فلا تسمى الجماعة الحقيقية المطلوبة الممدوحة. Sheikh Salah Fawzani says, as for the jama'at, as for the different groups, the different blocks, the different parties, the different societies that exist today, as for those jama'at, Jazakumullahu khairan, he says, those that are not upon the truth, he says, then these are not called, meaning in reality, the jama'ah, meaning the real jama'ah. And we know what the sheikh means. If we don't know what the sheikh means, raise your hand if you don't understand what the sheikh is saying. Everyone understand what the sheikh is saying? Alhamdulillah. For those who don't and you're shy to raise your hand, what the sheikh means is, for instance, because we have to say it, for instance, the group which I believe that one of those brothers that raised his hand last night and asked a series of questions, he is actually either with that jama'ah or he leans or is sympathetic to that jama'ah. That jama'ah here is Hizb al-Tahrir. That's a jama'ah. Like the jama'ah called al-Tabligh, Firqat al-Tabligh, or Jama'at al-Tabligh. That's a jama'ah. Like the Ikhwan al-Muslimin. That's a jama'ah. Like the Muhajireen, who used to be called Hizb al-Tahrir, and then they changed the name again. That's a jama'ah. Like the Bilaliyun, the followers of Wahduddin Muhammad. That's a jama'ah. Like Darul Islam movement, that was a jama'ah. Like Iqamat al-Din, there in America, that is a jama'ah. Like Tanzeem al-Islam by Isra Ahmed, that's a jama'ah. All of these are jama'at. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, he says, لا تسمى الجماعة الحقيقية. They are not the real jama'ah, meaning the jama'ah that Imam al-Barbahari is talking about in this book, Explanation of the Creed. And like Imam Ahmed before him, and like the companions before Imam Ahmed, and like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who used this terminology, al-jama'ah, this is not the jama'ah that the Prophet is talking about, the Sheikh means. He says, كُلُّ جَمَاعَةٍ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَى ضَلَالَةٍ أَوْ عَلَى مَنْهَجٍ مُخَالِفٍ لِلْإِسْلَامِ أَوْ عَلَى طَرِيقَةٍ مُخَالِفَةٍ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَلَا تُسَمَّى الْجَمَاعَةَ الْحَقِيقِيَّةَ الْمَطْلُوبَةَ الْمَمْدُوحَةَ. He says, every single jama'ah that has gathered together upon misguidance or upon a methodology in opposition to Islam, or upon a method or a manner or a way that is in contradiction to Islam or in opposition to Islam, then they are not and they cannot be called the real, desired, praiseworthy jama'ah. Sheikh Salih Fawzan, he says, فَالْجَمَاعَةُ الْمُرَادَةُ هُنَا هُمْ أَهْلُ الْحَقِّ وَلَيْسَ مِنْ لَازِمٍ ذَلِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا كَثِيرِينَ. He says, so the reality of the intent here, what is intended by this statement that Imam al-Barbahari made, not from himself, but of course from the book and the sunnah, here means the people of the truth. He says, and it is not something that is binding that those, that jama'ah, Be large in numbers. This should be understood, brothers. We have to understand this. Because that is something that is confusing to us. We think that because of the word jama'ah, when we think of the word jama'ah, we think of a large group. The Shaykh says no. He says, وَلَيْسَ مِنْ لَازِمْ ذَلِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُ كَثِيرِينَ. This doesn't necessitate because you say the word jama'ah that it has to be a lot of people. He said, بَلْ لَوْ كَانَ وَاحِدًا عَلَى الْحَقِّ فَإِنَّهُ يُسَمَّى جَمَاعَةً. He says, but rather, even if it was one individual, like we said last night, even if it's a 12, this is not the Sheikh saying, I'm saying this, like we said last night, even if it's a 12-year-old girl who's upon the way, the correct belief of Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah in Tibet, and all of the Muslims in Tibet are upon misguidance, then that 12-year-old girl in Tibet is Ahl Sunnah. She is the Jama'ah. If that little boy in Turkey, in Istanbul, 10 years old, is upon the correct Aqidah and the Minhaj of Ahl Sunnah, and everybody else is on something else, then that little boy is the Jama'ah. He is the Jama'ah. The Shaykh goes on, he says, فَإِنَّهُ يُسَمَّ جَمَاعَةً. Then he is called the Jama'ah. فَالْجَمَاعَةَ هِيَ مَنْ كَانَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. For the Jama'ah is the one who is upon the truth. Anyone who is upon the truth. If all the black Muslims in the entire country of Nigeria are upon misguidance, and there's one white brother who's studying in a college or university, or for whatever reason he's there as a businessman or the like, and he's upon the haq, then he in Nigeria is the Jama'ah. He is the Jama'ah, and vice versa. If all of the white Muslims in Siberia are upon misguidance, and one Asian brother or sister is upon the haq, then they are in Siberia, the Jama'ah. The Shaykh, he goes on, he says, قَلَّ أَهْلُهُ أَوْ كَثَرُوا. He says, whether they are small in number or whether they are large in number. فَتَلْزَمُوا مَنْ كَانَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. That which is required is that they are upon the truth. That they are upon the truth. وَلَا تُخَالِفِ الْجَمَاعَةَ الَّتِي عَلَى الْحَقِّ. And that they are not in opposition to the Jama'ah of which is upon the haq, the truth. بَلْ تَكُونُوا مَعَهُمْ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. But rather, he is with them upon the truth. فَمَنْ فَارَقَ الْجَمَاعَةَ فَسَيَأْتِي بَيَانُهُ. He says, and whoever, so whoever, departs from the Jama'ah, then the explanation of that is going to come. Then Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he says, وَلُزُومُ الْجَمَاعَةِ يَعْنِي عَدَمَ الْخُرُوجِ عَنْهَا وَالْإِخْتِلَافِ عَلَيْهَا. So clinging to the Jama'ah means the absence of exiting from it and being indifference to them. Is the absence of exiting or departing or leaving the Jama'ah and differing and being in conflict with the Jama'ah. Then the author says, that is Imam al-Barbahari, فَمَنُ رَغِبَ غَيْرَ الْجَمَاعَةِ وَفَارَقَهَا فَقَدْ خَلَعَ رِبْقَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ مِنْ عُنَقِهِ. So whoever desires other than the Jama'ah and departs from it, then he has thrown off the yoke of Islam from his neck, and he has thrown off the yoke of Islam from his neck. هَذَا نَصٌ حَدِيثٌ. And Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he says that this is the actual statement in the text of the hadith, meaning the Imam al-Barbahari is actually bringing an actual statement from a noble narration from the Messenger of Allah, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ فَارَقَ الْجَمَاعَةَ قِيدَ شِبْرٍ فَقَدْ خَلَعَ رِبْقَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ مِنْ عُنَقِهِ. Whoever departs from the Jama'ah even a handspan, then he has taken off. He has khala'a. And we hear the word khala'a a lot. Unfortunately, you brothers and sisters have been plagued with what we've been plagued with in America. You got it after we got it. And our brother Abu Uwais, rahimahullah, he used to always jump on me about this. The word khala'a that Imam al-Bahari uses, and the word that the Prophet ﷺ used in this hadith, من فارق الجماعة قيد شبر فقد خلع ربقة الإسلام, whoever departs from the jama'ah a handspan, فقد خلع. The Prophet used the word, the verb, خلع. He has done the خلع of the yoke of Islam from his neck. The word خلع is found in the word, or the word خلع. The word خلع, when a woman wants to get a khula, this is the same word. It comes from the same root. As we mentioned, Abu Ways, our brother, rahimahullah, he said, Dawood, it's all your fault. He says, because you were the first one in America to mention khula in a lecture and explain it. And if it wasn't for you, all these sisters wouldn't be asking for a khula because they wouldn't have known what it was. He says, so it's all your fault, Dawood. No one knew about a khula until you opened your big mouth, he said. Rahimahullah. And I don't take the blame for that. You know, I had to talk about it, of course. So Sheikh Salah Falzan, he says, فَهَذَا وَعِيدٌ شَدِيدٌ فَإِنْ كَانَتِ الْمُفَارَقَةُ فِي الْعَقِيدَةِ بِحَيْثُ يَعْبُدُ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ فَهَذَا كُفْرٌ. Sheikh Salah Falzan, he says, here, what Imam al-Barbahari has mentioned, citing from the text of the hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sheikh Salah Fawzani says, فَهَذَا وَعِيدٌ شَدِيدٌ. This is a severe threat. This is a severe threat, meaning from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of course Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is not going to threaten us with anything except that threat originated from Allah. He said this is a severe threat, for if that departure is a departure with regards to the aqidah, the belief, in a manner, for instance, Sheikh Salah says, that the person worships other than Allah, because there are different types of departure. As Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi said, there's a total departure and there's a partial departure. He said that departure, if it is entailing worshipping other than Allah, then this is kufr. وَإِنْ كَانَتِ الْمُفَارَقَةُ دُونَ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ ضَلَالٌ. And if that departure, that mufaraqa, that departure is less than that, then it is misguidance. فَمُفَارَقَةُ الْجَمَاعَةِ لَا خَيْرَ فِيهَا. Said nonetheless, departure from the jama'ah has no good in it. Departure from the jama'ah has no good in it. He says, وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ, like in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ فَإِنَّ يَدَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْجَمَاعَةِ. Sheikh Salah Falzan, he brings the hadith that is collected by Imam al-Humaydi in his musnad, and Imam Ahmed in his musnad, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, upon you is the jama'ah. Obligatory upon you is the jama'ah. For indeed the hand of Allah is with the jama'ah. Ikhwan al-Muslimin will tell you that means us. Jama'at al-Tabligh, they'll tell you that means us. Sheikh Rabia ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, habibullah, he said, in my opinion, fi nazari, he said, in my opinion, there is the most horrendous, most dangerous two groups out of all the deviant jama'ah is the Jama'at al-Tabligh and the Ikhwan al-Muslimin. He said they are more dangerous than the Khawarij. They are more dangerous than the Khawarij. Why? He says because the Khawarij, they don't want to come into your masjids. They don't really want to infiltrate your masjids because they don't even believe you're Muslims. They stay away from you. He said, but the Jama'at al-Tabligh and the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, They infiltrate your houses. They infiltrate your masjids. They infiltrate your centers. They infiltrate your women. They infiltrate your wives. They infiltrate your children. He said, in my opinion, there are no two jama'as, no two groups that are more dangerous and horrendous upon the people of the sunnah than the jama'atul tabligh and the ikhwanul muslimin. Then Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he says, وَلَمَّا أَخْبَرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حُذَيْفَ تَبْنَ الْيَمَانِ بِمَا يَحْصُلُ مِنَ الْفِتْنِ وَتَفَرُّقِ قَالَ لَهُ حُذَيْفَ مَا تَأْمُرُنِي إِنْ أَدْرَكَنِي ذَلِكَ قَالْ أَنْ تَلْزَمَ جَمَاعَةَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَإِمَامَهُمْ. Sheikh Saleh Fawzani says, so when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa radha about what was going to occur of the trials and tribulations and chaos and confusion and fighting and all of the other words that can be placed into the word fitna, and also when he informed him of the separation and the division of the Muslims, Hudhayfa said to the Prophet, meaning he asked him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا تَأْمُرُنِي إِنْ أَدْرَكَنِي ذَلِكَ. What do you command or order me to do if that should reach me? If I should encounter that, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the divisions, meaning the separations, meaning the fitna, what do you order me to do? And don't think, brothers and sisters, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was only ordering Hudhayfa. He was ordering all of us until Yawmul Qiyamah. What do you order me to do if I should come upon that time? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that you stick to the jama'ah of the Muslims. Once again, it doesn't mean the individual parties and societies that the Muslims have set up for themselves, and they fall into, by doing that, hizbiyya. They fall into tahazzub. They fall into ta'assub. They fall into takattul. They fall into qawmiyya. They fall into blocks and parties and bigoted partisanships. By saying, I'm with this person whether he's right or wrong. I'm with this person whether he's right or wrong. Because he's with my group, and he's with my party, and he's with this, and he's with that, and I'm with them, whether they're right or wrong. We're not Democrats in Islam. We're not Republicans in Islam. We don't stick to a people who belong to a party, whether they're right or wrong. Because our wala and our bara, our loyalty and our disavowalment is not to people and groups and parties and jama'ah. Our wala and our bara is to Allah and His Messenger and those who believe and obey them. That's whom we stick to. And when they deviate from it, we advise them like the Shaykh said. Like those ulama said, when a person leaves Salafiyyah, we advise them and we give them that which Allah's Messenger told us to give them from the advice. But we do not support them in their wrong. And we do not agree with them when they are incorrect. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he says, so when Hudhayfa asked, what do you command me to do if I should encounter that? He said, stick to the jama'ah of the Muslims and their imam. And their imam. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he says, فَالْجَمَاعَةُ لَا تَكُونُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرَيْنِ. So the jama'ah cannot be, listen closely, the jama'ah cannot be except by two matters. It can't exist except by two matters. Al-amru al-awwalu an yakuna manhajuha al-kitabu was-sunnah. Laysa manhajuha madhhab fulanin wala qawl fulanin bal al-kitabu was-sunnatu. The first matter of the two that have to exist in order for it to be al-jama'atul haqiqiyyah, the real, actual jama'ah, is that their methodology, their minhaj, has to be the book and the sunnah. The methodology of Al-Ittihad in Somalia is not upon the Kitab and the Sunnah. The methodology of Al-I'tisam in Somalia is not upon the Kitab and the Sunnah. The methodology of Shabab is not upon the methodology of the Book and the Sunnah. The Sheikh, he says, لَيْسَ مَنْ هَجُهَا مَذْهَبَ فُلَانٍ. It can't be the methodology of, or the madhab of so-and-so. And it can't be upon the statement of so-and-so. بَلِ الْكِتَابُ وَالسُنَّةِ. It has to be upon the book and the sunnah. الْأَمْرُ الثَّانِي. And there's no third one. The second matter. أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهَا إِمَامٌ مُسْلِمٌ يَقُودُهَا. وترجع إليه ولا يمكن أن تجتمع جماعة بدون إمام. He says the second matter, for it to be a real jama'ah, the jama'ah that we've been talking about this evening, is that it has to have a Muslim imam that leads it. It has to have a Muslim imam that leads it. Not like the group in America that their imam is a man who's doing life in federal prison. How in the world is a person going to be the imam of the jama'ah in federal prison? How? How? The sheikh, he goes on, وَتَرْجِعُ إِلَيْهِ. And it goes back to him. Those affairs go back to that imam. لَا يُمْكِنُ أَن تَجْتَمِعَ جَمَاعَةٌ بِدُونِ إِمَامٍ. There, it is not possible for them to gather, for that jama'ah to come together without an imam. And here, brothers and sisters, please understand, this does not mean the imam of a masjid. This is a newly invented matter like we have in America, and maybe that disease has hit Canada. But in America, we have many imams that take a bay'ah. The imam of a masjid. The imam who works for Federal Express is taking a bay'ah, a pledge of allegiance. How in the world is a guy that works for UPS or Federal Express or Tim Hortons going to take a bay'ah? And they have to obey him and follow his every command. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. The sheikh, he says, لَابُدَّ مِنْ إِمَامٍ يَكُونُ مُرْجِعًا لَهَا. He says, it is inevitable to have an imam that those affairs of the jama'ah, they go back to him. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ لِحُذَيْفَ. So for that reason, the Prophet said to, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to Hudhayfa, تَلْزَمُوا جَمَاعَةَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَإِمَامَهُمْ. Stick to the jama'ah of the Muslims and their imam. قال فإن لم يكن لهم جماعة ولا إمام. Then Hudhayfa said, but if there is no jama'ah and no imam. In other words, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you told us what we're supposed to do. You've instructed me what I'm supposed to do if that happens. But now, O Messenger of Allah, he's saying, now what if there's no jama'ah and there's no imam? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَعْتَزِلُوا تِلْكَ الْفِرَقِ. Then stay away from all those groups. Then stay away from all those groups. Sheikh Salah Fawzani says, أَمَرَهُ أَن يَعْتَزِلَ تِلْكَ الْفِرَقَ فَلَا يَكُون إِلَّا مَعَ جَمَاعَةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He commanded him to step away from, to stay away from, to distance himself from all of those groups. And that this cannot happen, that he should not be upon that, except that he be with the jama'ah of the Muslims. وَلَا يَكُونُ مَعَ جَمَاعَاتٍ غَيْرِ الْجَمَاعَاتِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And that he cannot be, meaning Hudhayfa and us, if we encounter that time, no jama'ah, no imam, that he cannot be with those jama'at, those different jama'ah, other than the jama'ah of the Muslims. بَلْ يَبْقَى وَحْدَهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. But rather the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that he just sticks to what he is upon by himself. He remains singularly by himself upon the truth. إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُ الْمَوْتِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكِ Until death comes to him and overtakes him. Until death comes to him while he's upon that truth. فَهَذَا فِيهِ أَنَّهُ لَا يَكُونُ الْإِنسَانُ مَعُ الْجَمَاعَاتِ الْمُخَالَفَةِ الْمُخَالِفَةِ لِمَنْهَجِ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُونَ جَمَاعَةً إِلَّا بِشَرْطَيْنِ So in this, in conclusion, in this, a person cannot be with an opposing jama'ah that is opposing the methodology of the truth. Nor can there be a jama'ah. Those people cannot be considered a jama'ah except with two conditions. Except with two conditions. أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنْهَجُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالسُنَّةِ That their methodology be the book and the sunnah. وَمَنْهَجِ السَّلَفِ الصَّالِحِ And the methodology of our rightly guided predecessors. وَأَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمْ إِمَامٌ مُسْلِمٌ يَقُودُهُمْ وَيَرْجِعُونَ إِلَيْهِ And number two, that they have for themselves a Muslim imam to whom they return to, meaning with all their affairs, فَلَا دِينَ إِلَّا بِجَمَاعَةٍ For there is no religion except with a jama'ah. وَلَا جَمَاعَةَ إِلَّا بِإِمَامٍ And there is no jama'ah without an imam. وَلَا imam إِلَّا بِسَمْعٍ وَطَاعَةٍ And there's no imam, no ruler. Imam here means ruler. Except with hearing and obeying, هَذَا مِنْهَجُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَهَذَا وَسُنَّةُ الَّتِي يَشْرَحُهَا رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ So this is the methodology of the Muslims, and this is the sunnah of which the Imam rahimahullah has explained. And we'll stop so we can say what the Mu'adhin is saying.
اللهم رب هذه الدعوة والصلاة القائمة وبعد.
So as we mentioned in conclusion, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan he says, وفي هذا نهي عن الشذوذ من في الآراء والمخالفات وأن الإنسان يلزم جماعة ما داموا أنهم ليسوا على ضلال. He says, so here, this is a prohibition from those deviations pertaining to those ideologies and those opinions that are in opposition, meaning to the way of Ahl Sunnah and the system of Jama'ah, meaning in Islam. That the person has to stick to the Jama'ah and he stays with them as long as they are not upon misguidance. Then lastly, the statement of the Imam Al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, خَلَعَ رِبْقَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ مِنْ عُنَقِهِ That he removes from himself, or he throws off from himself, the yoke from his neck, the yoke of Islam. Sheikh Saleh Fawzani says, كَانَ مِنْ عَادَةِ الْعَرَبَ أَنَّهُمْ يَضَعُونَ لِلْأَغْنَامِ رِبَاطًا فِي رِقَابِهَا He says, this was the customs of the Arabs. This was the customs of the Arabs, that they used to place around their cattle's necks, those things that we call in English yokes. Anybody of you ever seen them? And you probably, even the non-Arab, there's some non-Arabs here that may come from some African countries or even from some Asian countries, that you see this thing that has the holes of a long piece of wood with a rope tied to it, and it keeps the animals in line. The animals put their heads in it, they close it, and it keeps the animals from going from one place to another, as the Sheikh says, حَتَّى لَا تَتَفَرَّقَ وَتَدِيعَ, so that they won't become separated and get lost. So they put these things around their neck that has one rope tied to a lot of rings with these things where the yokes turn, they close them so that the animals can be directed and they won't get lost. And then the Sheikh says, وَيَأْكُلَهَا الذِّئْبُ, and so that the wolves won't eat them. SubhanAllah, brothers and sisters, this similitude that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us, SubhanAllah, look at the wisdom of it. Look at the example that, first of all, he's talking to Arabs. So the Arabs immediately understood what he was talking about. When they said that he takes, فَقَدْ خَلَعَ رِبْقَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ مِنْ عُنَقِهِ, that they removed the yoke, because they know what a yoke was, that they removed the yoke of Islam from their necks. But for us, who come from urban areas, we may not catch it. So the Sheikh, he's explaining it, that this yoke is basically for two reasons. Number one, so that that particular thing that their necks have been yoked, have been placed in this yoke, won't become separated from each other and be lost. And number two, so that the wolves won't get them. Who are the wolves for us, brothers and sisters? The wolves for us are the Mustashriqun, the Orientalists. The wolves for us are the Yahud, the Jews. The wolves for us are the Christians. The wolves for us are the Sikhs, the Baha'is, the Hindus. The wolves for us are the Mu'tazila, or those who have their beliefs. The wolves for us are the Ash'ariya, or those who have their beliefs. The wolves for us are those different jama'at who hold their beliefs. So we need to put the yoke of Islam around our necks and never ask for a khula. Never remove it. Never remove this yoke from our necks. So the Sheikh, he says, وَهَذِهِ هَذِهِ الْأَرْبِطَةُ تَكُونُ مُتَّصِلَةً بِحَبْلٍ وَاحِدٍ يَجْمَعُهَا مِنْ أَجْلِ مُحَافَظَةِ عَلَيْهَا. He says, so these ropes, these cords, they are placed to one main cord. They're attached to one main cord so that those particular animals can be protected, so they can be preserved. فَشَبَّهَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لُزُومَ الْجَمَاعَةِ بِهَذَا الْأَمْرِ فَإِنَّ الْجَمَاعَةَ هِيَ الرِّبَاطِ الْوَاقِي مِنَ الْمَهَالِكِ كَالرِّبَاطِ الَّذِي يَكُونُ فِي رِقَابِ الْأَغْنَامِ يَحْفَظُهَا مِنَ الذِّئْبِ وَمِنَ الدِّيَاعِ. Sheikh Salaf al-Zani says, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us a comparison, or rather, he's giving us a similitude. He's giving us an example of the sticking and clinging to the jama'ah, of this particular matter, of sticking and clinging to the jama'ah, for the jama'ah is that remaining connector that protects us from destruction. Like that cord, or that yoke, or that rope, which is put around the necks of the cattle to protect them from the wolves and protect them from being lost. And then Imam al-Barbahari ends it, and we'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. قَوْلُهُ وَكَانَ ضَالًا مُدِلًا. And he is leading, he is astray, and he's leading others astray. ضَالًا فِي نَفْسِهِ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ مُدِلًا لِغَيْرِهِ ضَالًا فِي نَفْسِهِ وَمُدِلًا لِمَنْ اَقْتَبَى بِهِ وَاتَّبَعَهُ. Sheikh Salaf al-Zain, he says, the meaning of this here is that he is astray himself from the correct path, and he's leading others astray. He himself is astray, and he's leading whoever is who's following his example also. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. This is Surah An-Nisa, inshallah, is verse 115. An interpretation of the meaning of that verse, inshallah, whoever opposes the messenger after the guidance has been made crystal clear to him, and he follows other than the path of the believers, we will leave him to that which he turned to and cast him into Jahannam, the hellfire, of which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect and save us from. Wasa'at masira, and what a terrible evil journey's in. Sheikh Salah Fawzani says, فَالْوَاجِبُ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يَتَّبِعَ سَبِيلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يُخَالِفَهُمْ وَلَا يَشَذَّ عَنْهُمْ. So it is obligatory. It is obligatory upon the Muslim to follow the path of the believers, meaning the manhaj of the Salaf, and to not oppose them, nor to swerve away from them. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه وسلم. And then tomorrow, inshallah, tomorrow evening, we will be beginning with the statement of the noble Imam Al-Barbahari. The noble Imam Al-Barbahari. Inshallah. May Allah have mercy on you. Point number 5. We will skip 3 and 4. Point number 5. May Allah have mercy on you. Know that the religion is what came from Allah, the Blessed and Most High. It is not something left to the intellect and opinions of men. Knowledge of it is what comes from Allah and His Messenger. So do not follow anything based upon your desires, and so deviate away from the religion and leave Islam. There will be no excuse for you, since Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the Sunnah to his Ummah and made it clear to his companions, and they are the Jama'ah, and they are the main body, and the main body is the truth and its followers. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullahu khair. Inshallah, just an announcement about the schedule. Our next talk is tomorrow at 12 midday with our brother Abu Dihya. That will take us up to Dhuhr tomorrow, Salatul Dhuhr. Right after that, Abbas Musa Richardson has his weekly class on the explanation of Kitab al-Tawheed. So those classes will run back to back, being broken by Salatul Dhuhr. We've designed that strategically so that you get to benefit from both classes. And then inshallah you have a long break to get lunch and also to attend to any affairs you may have on the weekend. And then again after Maghrib is the final session with our brother Dawood Adib. So inshallah we invite you to join us tomorrow for all of these sessions. And inshallah we make Isha now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.